The Jewish Quarter of Pirgoli. The extent of the damage caused by earthquakes affecting the town of Bova since the second half of the 16th century makes it difficult today to understand the original structure of the Jewry. However, the current topography of the Pirgoli district still leaves us with traces of the living spaces and intended uses of spaces attributable to the Jewish community of the time. It is worth remembering that the Jews needed to resort to what is called strategic mimicry, especially in the building of places of worship. For the Jews of the diaspora, the Jewry never represented a real city, but was more a temporary aggregation reusing pre-existing settlement systems. In the Jewish collective consciousness, the only real city was represented by Jerusalem, while the only officially recognized sacred building remained the temple that Emperor Titus had destroyed in 70 AD. Nevertheless, already by the Middle Ages, Jewish settlements were increasingly recognized by the presence of specific urban spaces. On one hand, these complied to religious norms, which obliged them to have spaces dedicated to worship and food processing, and on the other, to the policy of integration that existed from time to time with the resident communities, always careful to define a boundary line to avoid contact between Christians and Jews. The location of the Jewish district of Bova on the outskirts of the city is indicative of possible tensions with the local Christian community. For the same reasons, the Jewry of Bova was near to the center of military or religious power in the city, considered necessary factors of political protection, given the frequent outbreaks of conflict with the resident population. In fact, the Bovese Jews lived near the Palazzo Vescovile, the bishop's residence, and not far from the military stronghold still in use in 1586. Another similarity that the Pirgoli district shares with the Calabrian and Sicilian Jewish communities is its location near the main city gate, Porta della Torre, and intensive transit routes. The same can be said of the existence of a single access road to the Jewry, along which there were most probably buildings designated to hosting economic activities. It doesn't seem too speculative to compare the Jews' vocation to trade with the two most productive activities in the diocese of Bova, silk farming and resin extraction, widely documented in the rest of Calabria. Also interesting is a well found in Pirgoli, embedded in the courtyard of Palazzo Misiani, a crucial element for ritual baths and in the slaughtering of kosher meat. No trace of the synagogue has yet been found. One suggested theory is based on a square stone structure below a window, which is definitely worthy of attention and stands in a setting in front of Palazzo Misiani, still used in the first half of the 20th century as an animal shelter.